is GQDN for Thursday, October 30th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase. And go get Quest Worthy. It's a strawberry type drink. It's good. Really good. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, Nintendo could be getting a New Horizons Animal Crossing game for Switch 2. We got an update on the Stop Killing Games initiative, and Xbox did have a quarterly report. We'll get into that too. But one thing I did not put into yesterday's news, and I'm sorry about that. Aeternum New World is leaving us all. And that is the New World game. Will be ending with Season 10, according to GamesRadar.com. And that'll be the last round of updates for the game. And the players were very sad about that. So if you go to Nighthaven, you can find a small note. And you'll see some lore that's shown throughout the game at the Tower of Strength. And it is entitled, The Spirit of Aeternum. This could get sad. The message did say, quote, "We were there when you first found Thorpe in the Forsaken Grove after dragging yourself across a foreign beach. We were there when you found your first settlement and explored its charms and denizen," end quote. But that's not the whole thing, because MMO Intel did provide the rest of it up on X. But before that, MMO Intel said, quote, "Players have found a secret goodbye message from the devs of New World's Nighthaven area." So, further quote from the original message, "We were there when you fought pirates, tigers, corrupted ghosts, and all manner of hazards across the land. We were there when you set foot on forsaken sands filled with the lost secrets and hidden dangers. We were there when you discovered the untamed wilds filled with beasts and verdant jungles. We were there when you crept into the dark heart of lands filled with opulence, madness, and terror. Though it all we watched, we delighted. We reveled in your enjoyment of every perfect moment, every carefully crafted story, and we can bore witness to the joining of two souls who meet here in Aeternum. We did it all for you, dear adventurer," end quote. Now, the message did end with a tribute with four of their comrades, Divya, Sean, Kelvin, and Aaron. And that was a reminder that of wherever the corporation funds a release, the people that are making the games and playing the games are just that. And when something besides the New World is turned off, a lot of interpersonal history would go with it. Aeternum will remain intact through 2026 for Amazon, with a 6-month allowance for any decisions otherwise. So, we shall see what happens, but people are indeed mourning the game's departure. Now we go to Xbox. Yep, because WCCF Tech did say that, well, there was a lot of money that was lost in revenues, and the gaming revenues have declined by $113 million, which is 2% drop in the hardware sales, along with some limited growth of gaming content. The services in quarter one, fiscal year 2026. And over the prior year, Microsoft did say in the latest financial report, well, that was over the prior year. But on Wednesday, the company did report the quarter one, fiscal year 2026 earnings, confirming that the Xbox hardware revenue had a 29% decline, which is offset in both part by growth in Xbox content and services, where the $5.5 billion revenue is 1% improvement over the over a, quote, strong prior year, end quote. And the revenue increase was driven through the Xbox Game Pass and third-party content. The hardware sales declining was not very surprising, and the console did state they were already down 22%. In the last quarter, while the current generation was almost at an end, they were increasing prices in a multi-platform strategy. They were bringing some tentpole franchises, namely Halo, to PlayStation 5. Now, we'll see what happens with that one, but considering that Xbox did lose some money over the past fiscal year. Well, we'll discuss that in the weekly news. We're going to stick with Xbox, though, because according to PC Games N, Minecraft modding may be coming to an end for Java, because Minecraft is about to end the Java source code, which will make creating and updating mods a lot easier. And that is the obfuscation source code, because they did make a new announcement post where Mojang, the developer, did acknowledge that, quote, modding is at the heart of Java Edition, end quote. So that will happen. In fact, the post did read, quote, we're changing how we ship Minecraft Java Edition to remove obfuscation completely. We hope that with this change, we can pave a future for Minecraft Java Edition, where it is easier to create, update, and debug mods, end quote. So we'll see what happens with that. Now, according to PC Gamer, we're getting an update from the Stop Killing Games, and we've been taking a look at the voting and at the signatures that they got, and so far, only 3% of the initiative signees failed the verification, and that is a very small number. Now, unless you forgot, Stop Killing Games is a movement that is designed to require the game companies to support their games that have been shut down, which is why they were looking at the crew. Now, they will not be forcing companies to maintain servers forever, but it will require them to have a end-of-life plan. So right now, they have almost 1.5 million signatures, and almost 700,000 are already verified. So on the subreddit, Mr. Presental did say, quote, out of 1,448,270 signatures, 689,035 are already verified, and 15 countries have met their thresholds. We are still missing the two largest countries, Germany and France, but based on our current progress, we are confident we have surpassed the required thresholds. So only 3% so far did not get verified, because the ECI petition needs 1 million signatures, and there were almost 1.5 million signatures that did fail the verification, which means 43,448, rounded down, signatures did not pass, leaving 1,404,822 valid signatures. So right now, there's still over 404,000 signatures, what they need. And the signatures coming out of two countries will boost that number. To how much? We shall see. Now we get to some equipment. Well, we're going to include the game with it. WCCF Tech did say that the Arc Raiders did arrive with some NVIDIA DLSS 4 with 3.6x performance boost on the RTX 50 series, which means Arc Raiders did provide some support. And it is out today. The PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. But for the PC players, Embark Studios did arrive with some support on the NVIDIA DLSS 4 with some multi-frame generations in the NVIDIA Reflex, which means the RTX 50 series graphics card for your PC will be able to multiply the frames that you see in the Arc Raiders, and that's by an average of 3.6 even when playing at 4K. Now, if you lower your resolution to 1440p or 1080p, that'll boost your frame rates even further. So you can try that if you like. That's if you like some Arc Raiders. But you might need a mouse. TheVerge.com did say that the Logitech Wireless Vertical Mouse is at $50. It's up on Amazon. If you need a new mouse, oh, Logitech, $50. Black or white, don't matter. But the pink one is still $68. And the model did previously sell around $60. But right now, at Amazon, it's $50. In comparison, Best Buy and Logitech are at $70. That's 38% off. You can go check that out. Oh, we got some games too. Nintendo did announce the Animal Crossing New Horizons, and there's a free update to the base game, and it'll be for Switch 2, via IGN, of course. And that'll feature a new hotel resort that's run by the Kappens family, and some new themed items for the characters. some extra exclusives, Slumber Island Nintendo Switch members, yep, all that good stuff. So the Animal Crossing New Horizons for Nintendo Switch 2 edition will be coming to Nintendo Switch 2 with some enhancements, including some improved resolutions, 4K and TV mode, mouse controls with the right Joy-Con 2 controller. You can locate residents by calling their names in the in-game megaphone item. You can join 12-player sessions for the online sessions if they're playing the Nintendo Switch 2. And you can play with friends via camera play. There's a lot of other stuff that goes with it. Articles in the Discord. If you're a Patreon, you'll be able to see it. But PlayStation Lifestyle did say that there's something that's coming from Nintendo. And it's coming from limited run games. Because they did say that here's a bunch of titles. Quite a few. Which means you got a PlayStation 5. You might want to go take a look. One of the games is Little Samson. And that was one of the most expensive NES titles in North America. But I'll give you the years and where they come from. 2005, Nintendo. Sigma Star Saga DX, PlayStation 5, 4 and 5, and it'll come out early next year. 1993, Sega CD, MFV Prize Fighter, Heavyweight Edition. Once again, that's coming out next year. Raiden Fighters Remix Collection will come out for PlayStation 4 and 5 on February 26th. That's published by Moss. And the collection will include Raiden Fighters 1996, Raiden Fighters 2, Operation Hell Drive, or Hell Dive, 1997, and Raiden Fighters Jet, 1998. That's a lot of stuff. We will end today with a nice little record collection. GoNintendo.com did say that the Nintendo Laced Records have been announced, and it's Zelda Breath of the Wild vinyl soundtrack collection. Nice artwork to it. Legend of Zelda players will be able to enjoy that, and the soundtrack is on it. You can pre-purchase the limited edition colored vinyl collection today on the My Nintendo store and at Laced Records. So yeah, you can try it, and good luck with it. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. By the way, I got one more article in there. It's a nice little discussion from Eurogamer of a Final Fantasy VII interview. A little long for the show, so that's why it's not in there. All rights are reserved. Random thoughts. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some video games, people.